seem to be on now. Put the microphones towards both of us fairly near. Yes, is that reasonable? Right, so it's Shirley Driver interviewing Janet Purdy on Friday the 18th of September 2015 in the library at Horsey Manor. I think that's all we have to say as an introduction. Can I ask you, this sounds rather rude actually, but can I ask you first of all which year you were born in?
1932.
Yeah. Right, because that sort of gives us an idea of how far back we might be.
Yeah.
When you might have been first involved. So, how were you first introduced to folk?
Through primary school.
Right, yes.
That's when I got an interest, an enjoyment, because we had such an enthusiastic teacher, and that stayed with me through school and college.
Right.
But sadly, when I my first job as a teacher, I could not get involved. It was a closed shop.
Oh dear.
But I moved out of Bristol, which is where this all happened.
Yes.
Into Somerset, and was soon in the thick of it. This was in 63.
Right, yes.
And I was involved with the club there, and because Bill was around, he would come and look in. And before long, I was I was treasurer, then secretary of this club.
Mm-hmm. Which area of Somerset were you in?
This was Radstock.
Radstock. Mm-hmm.
And then I was on the Somerset District Committee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And of course we saw Bill a lot then. Mm-hmm. And he had just been told about Horsey, and he was so enthusiastic.
Yes.
So I knew right from the beginning, without knowing a great deal of what it meant
to people. Yes,
but
caught up with the enthusiasm.
Yes.
Did you come and visit here then?
Well, I didn't come volunteering as a lot of people did, sleeping on the floor with sleeping bags, but I did come a couple of Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And emptied cupboards or dusted and, you know, started the tidying up process.
Yes, preparing.
But then Bill, that was the same year, 65, Bill was organising a trip to Hungary.
Right.
And I joined that group.
Oh, how interesting.
It was wonderful.
Yes.
And we met more or less the whole group that was going. We met just outside Wellington at a pub,
mm-hmm,
to do our first display.
Right.
Just to get the feel of the group.
Yes.
And to be performing in front of, maybe, hopefully.
Right.
So the punters had to put up with us.
Yes. So you were forming a performance team, a demonstration team of English dances.
Of English dances.
Mm-hmm.
And we were from all over, not just Somerset.
No.
No, there were people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we'd done this and had a snack, a lot of vodka and lime, I think, because that was the fashionable drink at the time, Bill said, "Follow me." And he came hurtling through the lanes from Wellington.
Yes.
And I'd never been that way.
Right.
And some of them had never even seen the manor.
Gosh.
So it was, they were absolutely gobsmacked when we came up that lane.
Mm.
And we came in. And of course, I'm sure we were the very first booked group.
Right.
And
this was in the summer, presumably.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It must have been July.
Yes,
time.
The long summer holiday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we came in to be greeted with the news that the crockery had not arrived.
Oh.
So they didn't know when the meal would. I'm sure there were things around that could be used,
yes,
but they were waiting for the crockery.
Right.
And of course, this was Donald and Marjorie.
Marjorie, yes.
Well, of course, we were shown which rooms we were having.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about bare necessities.
Yes.
No bedside lights. No bedside tables. I can't even remember what was on the floor, but we did have beds.
Yes, yes.
I was in a room up here somewhere.
Mm-hmm, above the library here, yes.
Yes, and with several others. As of course, it was a dormitory,
yes,
accommodation.
Yes.
No,
the standards were very different in those days, weren't they?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. No, there were no fire doors, nothing like that. And so the crockery arrived.
Great.
And we had our meals in the rumpus room.
Oh, yes.
You know about the rumpus,
yes,
room, do you?
Yep.
And well, it went on from there. We had a good rehearsal weekend and mm-hmm, all parted and
right,
met up on the way to Hungary.
Right, yes. So that was the start.
How
many of you were there, roughly?
I was trying to think of that, but you see, we would have... we had a very... When we got to...
Budapest?
Belgium.
Oh, no.
I can't remember.
Yes,
now.
On your journey.
Can't remember the journey.
Yes.
Because we had to go... We had ferry across the channel,
yes,
and then there was a coach
mm-hmm,
waiting for us,
right,
which took us all the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes. And of course, we had, all the paraphernalia that a dance team has,
yes,
the mm-hmm, instruments and our festival dress and the,
yes,
the Morris sticks and...
Mm.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And how long did that go on for? A couple of weeks?
It was 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm, yes.
That's a long time, really.
And there were all sorts of things mm-hmm, arranged.
Mm-hmm. And you met all sorts of other teams over there, did you?
Only when we went to any festivals that were going on. And
mm-hmm.
We did go to the Budapest. We were invited to the Budapest Ensemble in the theatre there.
Good.
And went to they had a party after the show.
Mm-hmm. And their music is so lovely.
Yes.
They danceable.
Tried to teach us a charash.
Mm-hmm.
We joined in.
Yes.
It was an interesting,
a lovely experience.
And of course, it was Iron Curtain days.
Yes, yes, it was after the uprising, wasn't it?
You couldn't.
No.
You had to be very careful.
Yes, yes. But still, you got back safely.
We got back safely, mm-hmm, yes.
But and that furthered your interest in Horsey, really.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
It did. And I knew I'd have to come back. Well, we had a reunion anyway.
Yes. Here.
And then there were so many things after that because
what was
in those in those days when a group had a weekend here, You could come to a Saturday evening dance.
Yes, way back.
Because yeah. there was room space. Then.
Mm.
But things developed and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I also came to the first couple of Christmases that Bill did here.
Oh, right, yes.
Which, that was great fun. He had us, on the first one, I think it was, we went, he said, right, this was after supper on Christmas Eve or something, we're going carol singing now. And we all togged up, and I think there was snow on the ground. And we went out to sing the rounds, as in Thomas Hardy.
Yes.
And yeah. we went up the lane,
yes.
And at a house cottage up the lane, there lived a retired naval captain and his wife.
Oh, right. How did they receive you?
Wonderfully. They invited us in. They must have known we were coming.
Mm-hmm.
They invited us in, and there was mulled wine and mince pies.
Mm.
And we sang. And all unrehearsed.
Yes.
We hadn't...
But as a teacher, you would know most of the words.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yes.
And then we went on further and sang in various places.
Yes, yes.
And came back for cocoa or whatever.
Yes. really good. A good start to Christmas.
Yes.
Mm.
And I cannot remember when these... of course, Christmas dinner, that was something else. And the best bit was after dinner, the ladies sat in the sitting room, because it wasn't the bar then, there was no bar.
No.
Sat there, and the men did the washing up in there was a sort of utility area where they... office
a good
is now
tradition to start.
Yes,
yes,
men,
definitely.
and that was how it was.
Mm,
and
right,
Marjorie and Donald overseeing it all, you know.
Yes,
and,
yes.
I'm sure any staff that were here did the big pots and pans.
Oh, right. Yes.
And yes, and then they all came and joined us. And,
right.
and of course it was... fun and games and singing and...
And a wonderful situation in which to have it, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Now, I think it was the second time I came for Christmas. Some of us were also going to New Year.
Yes.
And someone had the bright idea that if it was allowed... we would stay
in between.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do not know if it ever happened again. I don't know whether they'd done it since, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not been. But so we came for Christmas.
Yes.
And my birthday is the 28th of December.
Oh, gosh.
Well, it was magical, because when everyone had gone from the Christmas house party,
yes,
Donald and Marjorie closed up the main rooms of the house.
Yes.
We had our bedrooms, but the front door was kept closed.
Yes.
And we had to use the back
right.
door. But we lived in the main hall.
Oh, right.
Our baronial hall.
Gosh, how splendid.
It was splendid. Mm. We ate and played and chatted. And
the wonderful log fire.
Absolutely.
Mm. And lots of music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did most of you play something in those
Well,
days?
No, there were only about one or two got their instrument. Mm-hmm. But we didn't dance, of course. But there was Marjorie.
Yes.
She had a host of games and puzzles and quizzes.
Gosh.
Up her sleeve.
So you were really well occupied.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And she had this wonderful game. I think we used to call it Pelmanism, where you had several packs of cards and had to...
Yes.
I don't know how many packs of cards she cast around the floor. So there we were, and she called it Scrambling Patience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was that. But I had my birthday here as well.
Grand celebration then.
It was all...
Right, so we're coming towards the end of our allotted time. Is there anything particular that you would just like to add in for a moment?
Bill's treasure hunts.
Oh, yes, they were legion.
Around and you'd find the last clue, which was always the Carew Arms.
Oh, right.
And you'd be sitting there in state waiting for the...
That's a good memory to finish on then, isn't it?
Yes,
his traditions. Well, thanks very much, Janet.
Well,
that was really interesting. Sorry to finish now, but we've got a little queue of...